go back.
But my clothes! I can't go out naked.
Here, get back.
Where's my stockings? You promised me stockings, Willie.
I have no stockings.
Now, you had 2 boxes of size 9 shears for me, and I want them.
Now, here! For God's sake, will you get out of here?
Right. I just hope there's nobody in the hall. That's all I hope. Are you football or baseball?
Football.
That's me, too. Good night.
Well, we better get going. I want to get to school first thing in the morning. You get my suits out of the closet, I'll get my valise out. What's the matter? She's a buyer. Buys for J.H. Simmons. She lives down the hall. They're painting, you don't imagine. Now listen, pal, she's just a buyer. She sees merchandise in her room. They have to keep it looking just so, and... All right, I get my suits. Now, stop crying and do as I say. I gave you an order, Biff. I gave you an order. Is that what you do when I give you an order? How dare you cry? Now, look, Biff, when you grow up, you'll understand about these things. You mustn't overemphasize a thing like this. I'll see Birnbaum first thing in the morning.
Never mind.
Never mind? He's going to give you those points. I'll see to it.
He wouldn't listen to you.
Oh, he certainly will listen to me. You need those points for the U of Virginia.
I'm not going there.
What? Well, if I can't get him to change that mark, you'll make it up in summer school. You've got all summer to...
That.
Oh, my boy.
Oh, that.
No, she's nothing to me, Biff. I was lonely. I was terribly lonely.
You gave him Mama stockings.
I gave you an order.
Don't touch me, liar.
I apologize for
you
that.
You fake! You phony little fake! You fake!
I gave you an order. Biff, come back here or I'll beat you! Come back here, I'll whip you! I gave you an order!
Mr. Loman.
Huh?
Let's pick it up, Mr. Loman. Your son's left with the chippies. They said they'll see you home.
We're supposed to have dinner together.
Can you make it?
Yeah, sure, I can make it. Do I look all right?
Sure. You look all right.
Yeah. Here's a dollar.
Oh, your son paid me, Mr. Loman.
Oh, you take it. Take it.
You don't have to do it, Mr. Loman.
Good boy. Here's some more. I don't need it anymore. Tell me, is there a seed store in the neighborhood?
Seeds? You mean like to plant?
Carrots, peas.
Well, there's hardware stores on 6th Avenue, but it may be too late now.
Oh, I better hurry. I gotta get some seeds. I gotta get some seeds right away, and nothing's planted. I don't have a thing in the ground. Go on, here.
Hey, what are you doing up? Who's Pop? Is he asleep?
Where were you?
We met two girls, Mom. Very fine types. Here, we brought you some flowers. Put them in your room, Mom. What'd you do that for?
Don't you care whether he lives or dies?
I'm upstairs, Biff.
Get away from me. What do you mean, lives or dies? Nobody's dying around here, pal.
Get out of my sight. Get out of here.
I want to see the boss.
You're not going near him.
Where is he?
You invite him for dinner, he looks forward to it all day, and then you desert him there. There's no stranger you'd do that to.
Why? He had a swell time with us. Listen, when I desert him, I hope I don't outlive the day.
Get out of here.
Now look, Mom.
Did you have to go to women tonight?
Mom.
You and your lousy, rotten whores.
Mom, all we did was follow Biff around trying to cheer him up. Boy, what a night you gave me.
Get out of here, both of you. Don't come back. I don't want you tormenting him anymore. Go on now, get your things together. You can sleep in his apartment. Pick up this stuff. I'm not your maid anymore. Pick it up, you bum, you! You're a pair of animals. Not one, not another living soul would have had the cruelty to walk out on that man in a restaurant.
Is that what he said?
He didn't have to say anything. He was so humiliated he nearly limped when he came in.
But, Mom, he had a great time.
Shut up!
You didn't even go in to see if he was all right.
No. Didn't. Didn't do a damn thing. How do you like that, huh? Left them babbling in the toilet.
You louse.
Oh, now you hit it on the nose. The scum of the earth, and you're looking at it.
Get out of here.
No, I got to talk to the boss, Mom. Where is he?
You're not going near him. Get out of this house.
No, we're going to have an abrupt conversation, him and me.
You're not talking to him. Please, leave him alone.
What's he doing out there?
He's planting the garden.
Now? Oh, my God.
Carrots. Quarter inch apart. Rows, 1 foot rows, and 1 foot beets, and lettuce, 1 foot, water proposition. Terrific. Terrific. Because she's suffered, Ben. The woman has suffered, you understand me? A man can't go out the way he came in. Ben, a man has to add up to something. You can't. You can't. You gotta consider now. Don't answer so quick. Remember, it's a guaranteed $20,000 proposition. Now, look, Ben, I want you to go through the ins and outs of this thing with me. I've got nobody to talk to, Ben, and the woman has suffered. You hear me?
What's the proposition?
It's $20,000 on the barrel head, guaranteed. Gilt edge, you understand?
You don't want to make a fool of yourself. They might not honor the policy.
Well, how can they dare refuse? Didn't I work like a coolie to meet every premium on the nose, and now they don't pay off? Impossible.
It's called a cowardly thing, William.
Why? Does it take more guts to stand here the rest of my life ringing up a zero?
That is a point, William. And 20,000. That is something one can feel with the hand. It's there.
Oh, Ben, that's the whole beauty of it. I see it like a diamond. Shining in the dark, hard and rough, that I can pick up and touch with my hand, not like an appointment. This wouldn't be another damn fool appointment, Ben. And it changes all the aspects, because he thinks I'm nothing, see? And so he spites me. But the funeral, then that funeral will be massive. They'll come from Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire. All the old-timers with the strange license plates. And oh, that boy will be thunderstruck, Ben, because he never realized I am known. Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, I am known, Ben. And he'll see it. With his own eyes, once and for all. He'll see what I am, Ben. Well, he's in for a shock, that boy.
He'll call you a coward?
No, that would be terrible.
Yes, and a damn fool.
No, he mustn't. I won't have that.
He'll hate you, William.
Oh, Ben. How do we get back to all the great times? It used to be so full of light and comradeship. The sleigh riding in the winter. The ruddiness on his cheeks and always some kind of good news coming up. Always something nice coming up ahead. And Never even let me carry the valises in the house. Simonizing a little red car. Why can't I give him something, not have him hate me?
Let me think about it. I still have a little time. Remarkable proposition. But you've got to be sure you're not making a fool of yourself.
Where the hell's that seed? Can't see nothing out of here. I boxed in the whole goddamn neighborhood.
There are people all around here. Don't you realize that?
I'm busy. Don't bother me.
No. I'm saying goodbye to you. I'm not coming back anymore.
You're not going to see Oliver tomorrow?
I've got no appointment, Dad.
He put his arm around you and you got no appointment?
Pop, get this now, will you? Every time I've left, it's been a fight that sent me out of here. Today I realize something about myself and I try to explain it to you and I think I'm just not smart enough to make any sense out of it for you. To hell with whose fault it is or anything like that. Let's just wrap it up, huh? Come on in, we'll tell Mom.
No. I don't want to see her.
Come on.
No. I don't want to see her.
Why don't you want to see her?
Don't bother me, will you?
What do you mean you don't want to see her? You don't want him calling you yellow, do you?
Mm.
This isn't your fault. It's me. I'm a bum. Now, come inside. Did you hear what I said to you?
No.
Did you plant, dear?
All right. We had it out. I'm going, and I'm not writing anymore.
I think that's the best way, dear. Because there's no use drawing it out. You just never get along.
People ask where I am and what I'm doing. You don't know and you don't care. That way it'll be off your mind and you can start brightening up again. All right? That clears it, doesn't it? You gonna wish me luck, Scott? What do you say?
Shake his hand, Willie.
No necessity to mention a pen at all, you know.
I've got no appointment, Dad.
He put his arm around...
Dad, you're never going to see what I am, so what's the use of arguing? If I strike oil, I'll send you a check. Meantime, forget I'm alive.
Spite, see?
Shake hands, Dad.
Not my hand.
I was hoping not to go this way.
Well, this is the way you're going. Goodbye. May you rot in hell if you leave this house.
Exactly what is it that you want?
I want you to know on the train, in the mountains, in the valleys, wherever you go, that you cut down your life for spite.
No, no.
Spite is the word of your undoing. And when you're down and out, remember what did it. When you're rotting somewhere beside the railroad tracks, remember, and don't you dare blame it on me.
I'm not blaming it on you.
I won't take the rap for this, you hear?
That's just what I'm telling you.
Yeah. You're trying to put a knife in me. Don't think I don't know what you're doing.
All right, phony. Then let's lay it on the line.
You crazy.
No, leave it there. Don't move it.
What's that?
You know goddamn well what that is.
I never saw
it. You saw it. The mice didn't bring it into the cellar. What is this supposed to do? Make a hero out of you? Is this supposed to make me sorry for you?
I never heard of it.
There'll be no pity for you. Do you hear? No pity.
You hear the spite?
No. You're going to hear the truth. What you are and what I am.
Stop it.
Spite.
You cut it now.
The man don't know who we are. The man is going to know. We never told the truth for 10 minutes in this house.
We always told the
truth. Are you Big Blow? Are you the assistant buyer? You're one of the two assistants to the assistant, aren't you?
Well, I'm practically...
You're practically full of it. We all are. And I'm through with it. Now, hear this, Willie. This is me.
I know you.
You know why I had no address for 3 months? I stole a suit in Kansas City and I was in jail. Now, stop crying. I'm through with it.
I suppose that's my fault.
I stole myself out of every good job since high school.
And whose fault is that?
And I never got anywhere because you blew me so full of hot air I could never stand taking orders from anybody. That's whose fault it is.
I hear that.
No.
It's goddamn time you heard that. I had to be boss big shot in 2 weeks, and I'm through with it.
Then hang yourself. For spite, hang yourself.
No, nobody's hanging himself, Willie. I ran down 11 flights with a pen in my hand today. And suddenly I stopped, you hear me? And in the middle of that office building, do you hear this? I stopped in the middle of that building, and I saw the sky. I saw the things that I love in this world. The work and the food and the time to sit and smoke. And I looked at the pen,
And I said to myself, what the hell am I grabbing this for? Why am I trying to become what I don't want to be? What am I doing in an office making a contemptuous begging fool of myself when all I want is out there waiting for me the minute I say I know who I am? Why can't I say that, Willie?
The door of your life is wide
open. Pop, I'm a dime a dozen, and so are you.
I am not a dime a dozen. I am Willie Loman, and you are Biff Loman.
I am not a leader of men, Willie, and neither are you. You were never anything but a hard-working drummer who landed in the ash can like all the rest of them. I'm $1 an hour, Willie. I tried 7 states and couldn't raise it. $1 an hour, do you gather my meaning? I'm not bringing home any prizes anymore. And you're going to stop waiting for me to bring him home.
Vengeful, spiteful mother.
Pop, I'm nothing. I'm nothing, Pop. Can't you understand that? There's no spite in it anymore. I'm just what I am. That's all.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why is he crying?
Will you let me go, for Christ's sake? Will you take that phony dream and burn it before something happens?
I'll go in the morning. Put him to bed.
Isn't that remarkable? Bill? He likes me.
He loves you, Willie.
Always did, Pop.
Oh, Bill. He cried. He cried to me. That boy is going to be magnificent.
Yes. Outstanding with 20,000 behind him.
Come to bed, Willie. It's all settled now.
Yes. We'll sleep. Come on, go to sleep, Hef.
And it does take a great kind of a man to crack the jungle.
I'm getting married, Pop. Don't forget it. I'm changing everything. I'm going to run that department before the year is up. You'll see, Mom.
The jungle is dark but full of diamonds, Willie.
Be good. You're both good boys. Just act that way, that's all.
Night, Pop.
Come, dear.
One must go in to fetch a diamond out.
I just want to get settled down, Linda. Let me sit alone for a while.
I want you upstairs.
In a few minutes. Linda, I couldn't sleep right now. Go on. You look awful tired.
Not like an appointment at all. A diamond is rough and hard to the touch.
Go on now. I'll be right up.
I think this is the only way, Willie.
Sure. It's the best thing.
Best thing?
The only way. Everything's going to be... Go on, kid. Go to bed. You look so tired.
Come right up.
2 minutes. Loves me. Always loved me. Isn't that... a remarkable thing, Ben. He'll worship me for it.
It's dark there, but full of diamonds.
Can you imagine that magnificence with $20,000 in his pocket?
Willie, come on.
Yes, coming. It's very smart. You realize that, don't you, sweetheart? Even Ben sees it. I gotta go, baby. Goodbye. Imagine when the mail comes, he'll be ahead of Bernard again.
A perfect proposition all around.
Did you see how he cried to me? Oh, if I could kiss him, Ben.
Time, William, time.
Oh, Ben, I always knew one way or another we were going to make it. Biff and I.
The boat. We'll be late.
When you kick off, boy, I want a 70-yard boot. Get right down the field under the ball, and when you hit, hit low and hit hard.
Because it's important, boys. There's all kinds of important people in the stands. And the first thing you know...
Ben, where do I...
Ben, where do I...
Willie, you coming up?
It's getting dark, Lyndon.
How about it, Mom? Better get some rest, huh? They'll be closing the gate soon.
He had no right to do that. There was no necessity for it. We'd have helped him.
Come along, Mom.
Why didn't anybody come?
It was a very nice funeral.
But where were all the people he knew? Maybe they blame him.
Nah. It's a rough world, Linda. They wouldn't blame him.
I can't understand it. At this time especially. First time in 35 years we were just about free and clear. He only needed a little salary. He was even finished with the dentist.
No man needs only a little salary.
I can't understand.
There were a lot of nice days. When he come home from a trip, or on Sundays making the stoop, finishing the cellar, putting on the new porch, when he built the extra bathroom, put up the garage. You know something, Charlie? There's more of him in that front stoop than in all the sales he ever made.
Yeah. He was a happy man with a batch of cement.
He was so wonderful with his hands.
He had the wrong dreams. All wrong.
Don't say that.
He never knew who he was.
Nobody dares blame this man. You don't understand. Willie was a salesman. And for a salesman, there is no rock bottom to the life. You don't put a bolt to a nut. He don't tell you the law, give you medicine. He's a man way out there in the blue, riding on a smile and a shoeshine. And when they start not smiling back, that's an earthquake. And then you get yourself a couple of spots on your hat, and you're finished. Nobody dares blame this man. A salesman's got to dream, boy. It comes with the territory.
Charlie, the man didn't know who he was.
Don't say that.
Why don't you come with me, Happy?
I'm not licked that easily. I'm staying right here in the city, and I'm going to beat this racket. The Lohman brothers.
I know who I am, kid.
All right, boy, I'm going to show you and everybody else that Willie Lohman did not die in vain. He had a good dream. It's the only dream you can have, to come out number one man. He fought it out here, and this is where I'm going to win it for him.
Let's go, Mom.
I'll be with you in a minute. Go on, Charlie. I want to, just for a minute. I never had a chance to say goodbye. Forgive me, dear. I can't cry. I don't know what it is, but I can't cry. I don't understand it. Why did you ever do that? Help me. Willie, I can't cry. It seems to me that you're just away on another trip. I keep expecting you. Willie, dear, I can't cry. Why did you do it? I search and I search and I search. And I can't understand it, Willie. I made the last payment on the house today. Today, dear. And there'll be nobody home. We're free and clear. We're free. We're free.